Welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Before we get into the main conversation, here are a few sound bites to give you a feel for the topics we touch on. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future.
Mm-hmm. So I think the price the importance of price comparison for hotels will not change.
Yep.
In the era of the AI agents, what would most probably change is the way users compare prices. I mean, the same what is happening with regular online searches. Younger generations have already shifted to AI sites or sites like TikTok or YouTube while searching for things online. They don't mm-hmm. use the main
search engines,
Google or Bing, search result pages anymore. I personally think meta search engines today are the most relevant players offering price comparison. Mm-hmm. And if they remain in the center of the game in the era of AI, depends on how they play their cards.
Yep.
But they are in a very good position to remain in the price comparison business because they are experts. No, I mean, the meta search providers could be as the middle layer between agents and the users. Mm-hmm. And we don't know yet if some AI platforms would prefer to go to their partner instead of going to others. I mean, that could be possible, but we don't know. We have to wait and see. I think that the danger here is more to the direct channel we represent because, yes, OTAs could be chosen by the AI agents to make reservations because they are easy to use mm-hmm. and they have thousands of properties on the same site, mm-hmm. but not a huge threat to the metas. If you remember in the past, meta search providers tried with success to keep bookings within their sites. We mm-hmm. had a book on Google and Trivago's Best Booking.
Yeah,
and I don't think they'll try to do that in the future, given the past results, but they can perfectly position themselves in as a middle layer mm-hmm. between the user and the booking site.
Hi, Diego. Thanks for joining us today. And our conversation we're going to focus on. We know that 2025, I guess the core phrase is AI, but also AI agents now. That seems to be what's dominating the conversation. And one of the things we wanted to talk about is how the AI agents will impact, influence, change how meta search work or operate. Will it evolve? Will they die? And obviously you guys, I know, specialize in this area. So it seemed logical as one of our partners to get you on board, invite you to come and talk to us and share what you think might happen, because no one really knows for sure at this point. We're all hypothesizing. But firstly, anyway, as I say, welcome to our conversation. And if I could just hand over to you and you could give us a brief introduction as to who you are, that would be great.
Hi, thank you for the introduction, Trevor. I'm Diego Varela and I work for Mirai. Mirai is a company with 30 years experience in the hospitality industry, whose main mission is to boost hotel direct sales, offering a comprehensive series of products, services such as our state-of-the-art booking engine, web development for hotels, specialized digital marketing for the travel industry, meta search connectivity, of course, and distribution consulting. I come from the digital marketing area, and I've been mm-hmm. working for Mirai just for 11 years now.
Wow, okay. Most
of the time as a meta search analyst, and most recently I shifted to the meta search product development area, and where I am the product owner of this area.
So we've got the right guy on here talking about meta search and how this is going to be developing.
Well, I can say I'm a meta search veteran. Yeah.
Perfect. That's good. That's good enough for me. So let's start the conversation then with the first question I have with you. So with the invention of AI agents and what we're looking at here is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've got Gemini, which is the Google, we've got Operator, which is ChatGPT, there's Perplexity, which I know is developing a partnership with TripAdvisor. I think you mentioned kayak.ai, which is powered by ChatGPT. And then I don't know what's happening in terms of, because there was the big news, was it last year? I lose track now, of DeepSeek, the Chinese solution that came out. I don't know what they're doing in the sense of these agents operated towards travel in this sense, which is obviously the focus of our conversation. But that's kind of the guys that we're talking about. I mean, they're the main players from what I could see in the market. Is that right?
Oh, yes, I think they are. I'm not deeply aware of what DeepSeek is doing in terms of agentic for developments for travel, but they seems to be the main guys, in the game.
It's going to be that direction of travel, isn't it? Okay, so considering those people that we've highlighted, so simple question: will meta search become less? And we're looking at it from a hotel's perspective. So will meta search become less important for hotels once these AI agents are really up and have established themselves? What's your kind of take on it at a top level view?
Well, I think that the need for online price comparison will be the same in the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, people...
Which is fundamentally the role it's providing, isn't it?
Yes. People need to compare prices, and I think the demand for this action will increase with the addition of more and more percentage of the world population to mm-hmm. travel industry in the next decades. Mm-hmm. Thinking mainly in Asia, India, there are hundreds of millions of people incorporating into the travel industry every year. And well, also we have the current rise of travel expensive. Price is a huge struggle for people. So
yeah, so it's more paramount now as a decision factor, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It's paramount. I think that after safety or security, it's the next big thing that we consider when traveling. Mm-hmm. So I think the price the importance of price comparison for hotels will not change.
Yep.
In the era of the AI agents, what would most probably change is the way users compare prices. I mean, the same what is happening with regular online searches. Younger generations have already shifted to AI sites or sites like TikTok or YouTube when searching for things online. They don't mm-hmm. use the main
search engines,
the traditional Google or Bing search result pages anymore. So this is what I think they would change in travel searching or preparation too.
So that's an interesting point. And I mean, I don't know, you know, as you can tell, I'm probably not the TikTok generation. So
not me either.
If we have these younger generations, and I know we have to separate different generations out in the way that they approach, but if they're utilizing TikTok and YouTube, I guess they're not engaging with the meta searches either. So their interaction with meta search would be through the AI agents. Is that what you're saying? They won't know where the prices are being pulled from, but potentially that's what is happening. Is that what you were meaning?
Could be. But I think that the very, very young generations don't travel much either these days.
I guess cost is a factor.
Yeah. Yes. But the, let's say, people in their 20s or 30s, I think they are still using meta search engines.
Okay.
We'll see what will happen in the future.
Yeah. So on that basis then, so if the feeling from your point of view is meta search isn't going to go away just because of AI agents, and the value of the pricing comparison piece becomes more important, which is obviously what the purpose, the broad purpose of the meta search is. How do the meta search players view these agents? I would assume, based on what you're saying, they're not really seeing them as a threat, but more as an opportunity. I mean, what's your take? You must be interacting with these guys all the time.
Yeah, most of the meta search providers seem to consider AI or AI agents in general as mm-hmm. a new opportunity, mm-hmm. Or at least they are working to keep up with the pace of this AI agent development. Mm-hmm. Let's take Google, for instance. I mean, Google is on both sides of the wall. It's the owner, yeah, if the owner of a meta search engine and also of an AI environment. So the integration between Gemini and the search meta search results is a complete no-brainer, I think.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. As you mentioned before in the introduction, other metas are partnering with different companies, AI companies, and that's, for me, it's a proof that they want to remain relevant players in the meta search game. Mm-hmm. TripAdvisor with Perplexity, Kayak with ChatGPT, Skyscanner with Microsoft Copilot. Meta search engines seem to be starting to create, I think, their own specialized agents with these moves.
In what way can you expand on that?
I just play with this Kayak AI, and it seems to be aimed to be an agent. It's not capable of doing reservations or book flights now, but it has. I think it will have the full capabilities in the future.
Okay, so you see that this is like the first starting point of pulling that information together and presenting it in a usable way, and the next logical step will be actually then being able to do something more with that information.
Yes, we don't know how this is going to develop in the future, but these moves tend to look that way, that maybe mm-hmm. they are going to develop their own agents.
Yeah,
we don't know. It's a possibility, or maybe they'll just partner with the existing agents from the AI platforms.
I've got you.
We don't know.
Go on.
No, having said that, I personally think meta search engines today are the most relevant players offering price comparison. Mm-hmm. And if they remain in the center of the game in the era of AI, depends on how they play their cards.
Yeah.
But they are in a very good position to remain in the price comparison business because they are experts. Let's put it like this. It seems a lot easier for an agent to consult just one site or database, mm-hmm. just to go to lots of different sites looking for the best deal. I mean, the hotel website, official website, tens of OTAs, it's easier to go just to the meta search provider.
So, does that present? What am I thinking here as a question? Because I guess in my mind, I thought of the agent, as you say, being above all of them, looking across all of them, and just presenting this information in the best answer to the question that has been asked. But if you would start to see that the efficiencies of the AI agents are better when they are looking purely at one site, so to speak, rather than across all of the across everything, then do we not just elevate the meta search platforms that are now with an agent on top of it, rather than actually go into the ChatGPT agent or Perplexity and being able to know that the info, because I would then question, am I getting the best answer, or is it favoring, you know, is Perplexity favoring what it's presenting from TripAdvisor, for instance, or is ChatGPT favoring what it's presenting from Kayak because that's the relationship it has tied up? Is it to that level of collaboration, or am I misunderstanding something here?
No, I mean, the meta search providers could be as the middle layer between agents and the users. Mm-hmm. And we don't know yet if some AI platforms would prefer to go to their partner instead of going to others. I mean, yeah. That could be possible, but we don't know. We have to wait and see for the development of these platforms and the user necessities.
Do you see? Would there be a situation where maybe the meta search companies start to build walls around this to try and encourage more people coming to them rather than whether it? Because I don't know if an agent, you know, if a company was offering better prices or exclusive deals to its customers or members, for instance, would the agent pick that up, or would that be something that now I'm having to use an agent, but then I'm still having to go to my preferred meta search because I may get a better offer there? How do you see those elements playing out?
I'm not sure about it. I've read something, I think it was Trivago that said that they build a wall mm-hmm. to keep their customers engaged mm-hmm. by behind value propositions. I mean, offering them better prices that they do, exclusive deals, priced alerts. But I don't know. I think that's something not that doesn't depend on the AI development.
Yeah.
And I think that users are very smart and they're very dynamic. And I don't know. This is something that they should be doing right now.
Exactly.
Or even before
agents to appear?
Yeah, agentic era, yes. Yeah. I don't know. I have my doubts that this kind of walls would function.
Okay, that makes sense. Another question from a slightly different players in the industry. So if we divert our attention slightly from meta search to the OTAs. And I know, you know you'll have a broad knowledge, but I know your expertise is in the meta search field. But I'm just interested into how you feel the AI agents could impact OTAs. And because they have such a wealth of data that I guess is what the agents require, I'm wondering if that would make meta search more relevant, less relevant? Is it going to level the playing field? What's just your take on it? Where do you think we might be going? And I know this is all guesswork.
yeah, definitely. Well, OTAs are not my area of expertise, as you said, but they seem very well prepared to deal with AI agents because they are technologically savvy. They have huge budgets to invest in AI integrations. But in the end, I think OTAs are not that useful in terms of price comparison because they just offer one price, mm-hmm. their price. Mm-hmm. And that's where MetaSearch provider can remain strong. Mm-hmm. And also, we have to take into account that they are also big companies with huge budgets and so on. And well, I think that the danger here is more to the direct channel we represent because, yes, OTAs could be chosen by the AI agents to make reservations because they are easy to use mm-hmm. and they have thousands of properties on the same site. Mm-hmm. But not a huge threat to the metas. If you remember in the past, MetaSearch providers tried with its success to keep bookings within their sites. We mm-hmm. had a book on Google and Trivago Express Booking.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll try to do that in the future, given the past results. But they can perfectly position themselves in as a middle layer mm-hmm. between the user and the booking site. Okay. And that user could be an agent.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes.
So that's interesting then. So the potential perceived bigger threat of these agents would actually be to the direct channel. I guess that makes sense because if you've got the AI agents are looking at volume of of information, and they're then consolidating that based on the question for one single hotel to stand out on its own and be pulled into that answer without the agent having looked across all the meta search and the OTAs. I could see why it could potentially just lean into those and be presenting information from those sites. Is that, yeah, did I understand that correctly?
Yes. So the independent hotels and small middle chains would have to offer a lot more, maybe, or more perks, discounts, something to get that reservation made directly through them than through OTAs.
So,
know many things about how the agents would interact with the different players.
Indeed. So from a hotel's perspective, I mean, if I'm sitting there as a hotelier, and I got a lot of things to have to deal with, you know, guests being one of them, owners, investors being another. Now I'm sitting there thinking, right, this AI has appeared in the last couple of years. I've got these AI agents that I'm now reading about. Is there anything a hotel individually, whether it's an independent hotel or a small, medium-sized group, is there anything they can realistically do? Or is this almost being taken out of their hands now and it's going to be all about meta search and OTAs? And as a direct channel, you kind of wonder, is there much that they could influence? What would you be sitting there thinking as a hotelier? I'm conscious that's an unfair question because you're an expert in the digital marketing and the meta search space. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, as we always advise our customers, they should focus on their online distribution strategy. Mm-hmm. And that's always, I think, completely in their hands. Mm-hmm. What we were commenting before, offering a best price online would always be valuable.
Yep.
Different perks and advantages of on Booking Direct, and that could make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I personally think that independent hotels and small and medium sized chains are won't seem to have the knowledge or financial muscle to integrate with the AI providers. Yep. At least with the services they are offering today, in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
So I think they would need a technological partner to help them do so, much more than they are doing today with meta search integration.
Right. Yep.
They cannot do it by themselves. I'm not also an expert on online distribution, so
no, sure.
I'm trying to answer from a meta searching point of view. Mm-hmm. So best price would always be king. Control distribution is 100% valuable for them.
Understood. That makes a lot of sense. And I mean, we've touched on it. I guess we touched on it a little earlier, but I mean, yeah, I wonder if there will be a preference, if agents will develop a preference. You know, if we're developing this technology and that technology goes from just consolidating and is starting to make recommendations based on the individual who's asking the questions, because there's a lot being written about it being able to remember previous choices, previous selections, previous stays we may have had. I mean, you could feel that there could start to be a risk of a potential bias of where the agent may go looking for that information if it's taking a lot, you know, rather than sitting there absorbing everything and presenting it in the same way that Google has historically, apart from the advertising piece. But you kind of wonder if agents would start to develop a bias or preference if it's looking at that individual user. I mean, that's a lot of future looking, but I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
That's one of the questions that remain unanswered today. Mm-hmm. But it is take into account that it's also possible to train the AI. So if you think it's not fulfilling your desires completely, you can just slightly adjust it. But a bias who would be the customers of that agents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something very, very interesting, because we can ask these questions. First of all, how will the meta search, in case they remain as a middle layer between agents and public, mm-hmm. monetize their traffic, so to speak, a traffic that now would be less dependent on a human click, mm-hmm. and could be monetized by data or data tokens or something interchange.
Yeah.
And then would these agents be willing to pay the meta search for the aggregated data they own? Mm-hmm. That's another. Will the agents be influenced by advertisement commissions, friendship, because they have partnerships and they say, no, I always consult with Kayak because that's the best one, and it is because it's partner. Mm-hmm. And you can find better deals somewhere else, saying Kayak, saying any meta search provider.
Yeah.
Then would the travelers will be willing to pay for a subscription to certain agents to maybe avoid ads, or is it the one they prefer the most, mm-hmm. and to limit that bias? We don't know. That's what meta search agent sites would the agents prefer? Why they would choose one provider over another? There are hundreds of unanswered questions. Yes,
and I guess it's interesting. It's almost going to play out in a similar way to possibly how the internet search engine did when it first started. You know, we have Bing, we have Google. There's others out there as well, but Google has become the dominant player, and it's also found ways of monetizing what it's presenting. So, I mean, I guess there'd be no surprise that agents, as you've already highlighted, some are going to be looking at ways, you know, the companies behind them, of how they could monetize it. And if they've got partnerships tied up, you know, in the way that Google, you get presented higher ranking results based on if someone's prepared to pay for it, you know, will they then push their partnership results higher up? And I guess another question is, will we start to see, as Google has become the dominant, you know, people don't talk, I mean, I know people would argue how dominant it is, but it is dominant. The fact that we say, oh, I'm going to Google something rather than search for something, is like, you know, it's the same way we say we're going to Hoover something rather than vacuum something. It's become, you know, the go-to. And I guess in a way you could argue, would that also happen with the agents? Will over time an agent win out and become the agent for travel possibly?
Well, we don't know. Maybe there will be several ones specialized on different tasks. My opinion is that maybe with of course something similar as the online video streaming platforms. I mean, mm-hmm. the first one was Netflix, but then other strong players came up, and mm-hmm. now we have Amazon Prime Video, so Disney, Max, HBO. Yeah, I don't know. The Google now. The Google Now here seems to be ChatGPT, because it was the first one, the most relevant, and is doing amazing things. But we don't know. We'll have to wait and see, and how the travelers adopt the agents. I mean, the adoption now is minimal, I think, mm-hmm. and how the users adapt to these agents, and how the agents themselves develop in communication with the other players in the industry.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Interesting. So interesting times for AI and AI agents. Could be an interesting time for travelers over the coming years as this technology evolves. Certainly an interesting time for you guys, having to keep across it and, you know, foot in both camps, watching the AI agents, watching and working with the meta search companies, and then also looking at it from the hotelier's perspective. I feel, again, and maybe I'm oversimplifying it, I feel it's the hotelier that's the one that's sitting there scratching their head, working out what should I be doing next. It just seems to have been an explosion that they're trying to get to grips with. But I guess that's where guys like you and Mirai come in and can kind of help and advise with it.
We never get bored, that's for sure. it's been 11 years, at least for me, and we never get bored.
I was going to say, it's going to keep you there for at least another 11 years, if not more, continually evolving.
And now things seem at least to be changing faster and faster. I don't know if it's my impression or I'm growing old or something, but at least we never get bored.
As another old person as well, I feel it's changing very fast. I think on that note, I just want to thank you for joining us, thanking you for giving your thoughts, being so close to these meta search platforms as you guys are, understanding how they work, what they're doing, bridging that gap between them and the hoteliers. You're in that prime position to be able to see how these things are evolving. So it's great to also hear, refreshing, that you don't have all the answers yet and that we're all trying to work it out, but also reassuring that there's people like you guys looking out and see what's happening and being able to help the hoteliers that are out there needing that assistance. So thanks again for your time. Thanks again for your insights. It's really appreciated.
Thank you very much, Trevor, for your invitation. Anytime.
We'll speak again, I'm sure. Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.